The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Taxes show.
You know, they say it's a thin line between love and hate, but we're working every day to thicken that line, or at least make it a double, even triple line.
Now here's your line-jumping host, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, hello. My name is, in fact, Eric Metaxas, because this is the Eric Metaxas show. We found out the name was not being used. We grabbed it. It's the show about everything, so we talk about everything on this show, but a lot of times on Mondays we do what I call a Miracle Monday show, where we talk specifically about faith. Today might be one of those days, depending on when you're listening. If you're not listening on a Monday, I can't help you. But if this is a Monday, I wanted to talk today to the author of a book, talk about a subject that many people have questions about. The title of the book is Hearing God, Eliminate Myths and Counter Meaning. We're going to find out what that means, because I have the author of the book, the brand new book, Hearing God, Nathan Finocchio, in the studio. Nathan, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
Well, listen, this is one of these books, one of these topics that everybody has questions about. At least most thinking people have questions about. I have heard from God, but how one hears from God, I think, is as different as there are people, because
sure,
not everybody here. I've never heard an audible voice. Mm-hmm. I've never even gotten words from God. God has spoken to me in different ways. And you have to know, how do I know I'm hearing from God? How do I know it's not just my brain creating stuff that I want to think is God, or it's a delusion or whatever? Now, before we get into this subject, I just want to find out a little bit more about you. First of all, your last name is Finocchio, which of course rhymes with Pinocchio. You must have gotten an unbelievable amount of guff as a kid.
I did. Yeah.
And it's warped you, and it so broke you that you turned to God.
Well, that's exactly it.
Is that right?
Yes, okay. It drove me, you know, God, bless the rock, you know, that broke me.
Okay. So you're a teaching pastor, or you have been until very recently a teaching pastor right here in New York at Hillsong.
Yes.
The main pastor is Carl Lentz, mm-hmm. and I knew they had to have a raft of backup because it's a big church with a million services and mm-hmm. stuff. But you've recently moved to Newport Beach, California.
That's correct.
And you are a pastor at a Hillsong church there.
Mm-hmm. So continuing to teach there and travel. I'm traveling a bit more now these days and speaking.
And what is your faith background? Were you raised in a church, in a family that were believers in Jesus, or did that come to you later in life?
Yeah, so my parents were both raised Catholic. I'm like half Irish, half Italian. And
so you're born Catholic.
That's basically, exactly. I'm still technically Catholic.
Right. Well, I'm Greek, so I'm like, you know, born Greek Orthodox.
Yeah.
And then what you do after, that's up to you.
Correct.
Right.
Exactly. So my mom and dad got saved in the Jesus People movement in the 70s. They're both like pot-smoking hippies and whatever.
So now they only smoke Christian pot.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Well, now that it's legal in Canada, of course,
ooh,
there's probably a return to Egypt.
So your folks are Canadian by birth?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm. Yeah, we're. They're both born in Ontario, in Hamilton, Ontario, to be precise, which is where I'm from. And so my parents came up in a independent, charismatic church, like, you know, 3-hour services. And
I got to be honest with you, that's my favorite kind of crazy stuff.
It's crazy.
I found faith and quickly migrated over to Times Square Church here in Manhattan, which was David Wilkerson was the head pastor. And I just loved it. I just loved it. And I still actually, they ask me to preach there now and again. And
cool.
It is something about the freedom of the worship. And there's something about the fact that the people are not there to play church. You get the idea that this is real. They're not, they got better things to do, except this is the most important thing to them. But so you grew up in that environment.
Yeah.
Did you rebel? Did you hate it?
No, I mean, I thought it was long. And in the book, the book is sort of like a, it's a critique, probably. I haven't thrown the baby out with the bathwater. I'm still a capital C charismatic. I'm probably just a little bit more organized.
Well, that's that's the key.
Yeah.
That's what I find funny is like you always, you know, you find people that are like they're harsh, reformed, and they don't even go near that stuff. And you want to say to those people, hey, it's okay. You don't have to become a nut. Just open a little bit. You can still bring order into this world. And then you want to say to the charismatics, like, hey, you can tone it down a little bit and you can allow your brain to order things. It doesn't have to be just like wild dancing in the spirit with flags and blowing the shofar.
Totally.
You know, we can bring it to the center.
Yeah. I mean, just read 1 Corinthians 14. That's a start, you know.
Okay. What does that say, Mr. Pastor?
Well, what it says was like, let everything be done orderly, you know. So there's, I mean, that's Bible. That's not a denomination barking orders. So
that's the Bible.
That's literally
your
inspired
Bible.
Canon.
That's your Bible. No, but so let everything be done in order.
Yeah.
So if the Lord tells me to blow the shofar right into the ear of the little old lady right in front of me, even that needs to be done in order.
Well, exactly. So it's all contextual. So,
okay.
And that's kind of, that's sort of the heart of my book is actually creating a framework. Because I don't believe that God speaks into vacuums. God speaks into frameworks. We all have frameworks. Everybody has a worldview, and a worldview is sort of undetected. People aren't aware that they have
people. There are plenty of people who pretend that, I don't have a worldview. You have a worldview. You're religious. And it's like, well, you can't get out of that one. Everybody is bringing something to the table.
Exactly. We all have a theology. Everybody's a theologian. Just some people are garbage and some people aren't.
Yeah.
So my shtick of the book is if you want to hear God, you're going to have to work on your framework. You're going to have to work on your theology a bit and take a look at your framework and how do you do that. And then sort of another thesis of my book is that spiritual formation doesn't happen outside the context of relationships. So I believe that like, you need other people and you need the structure of the church, et cetera, to, you know, to hear God. And you know, in New York City, probably especially, we're in love with spirituality because spirituality you can do all by yourself.
Right.
But that's just not how Christianity works.
Well, there's this thing called the church.
Yeah.
And the church involves other people. And, you know, we're meant to be some of those people. It's not like we go, well, that's the church. You are the church if you believe in Jesus.
That's
but the
it.
Question is, how do you make sure you're not creating your own insane reality?
Yeah.
Okay, so I love everything you're saying. What led you to write this book? I mean, because this is a big title, Hearing God. A lot of people say, you know what, I'd love to hear God. I've never heard God. I've prayed many times, and I've just never heard God. What do you say to somebody like that?
Yeah. So I'll answer your first question. What led me to write the book was for the last 5 years, I was teaching an evening college at our church. So we have a lot of people who put their hands up on a weekend to receive Jesus. And my work at our church was sort of the what's next process in terms of discipling people and answering, you know, their 40,000-foot level questions about the gospel and helping them to read the scriptures,
etc. And this is so key, because a lot of Christians have really screwed up by saying it's all about evangelism. It's like, no, it's about discipleship, make disciples. And so it's great if somebody accepts Jesus. But then the question is, yes, now what do I do?
100%. Our church is passionate about discipleship. And one of the ways that we were doing that is we were distilling Bible college courses, essentially, and making them 6 weeks long, 7 weeks long. And so long story short, I'm sitting there and we have hundreds of these kids who've never darkened the hall of a church before. And they come in and they just had all these questions. You're like, okay, like, how does this work? How do I, you know, God's real. So if God's real, how does he lead me? And how do I know that I'm doing what he wants me to do, et cetera? So it sort of came from the necessity, if that makes sense. So it's sort of like Christianity for dummies, if you will. But then as I got sort of writing it, I was just like, wow, like there's career Christians who are missing, you know, the forest
absolutely.
For the trees.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. And then, you know, preaching to myself as well. So that's why I wrote the book. Like, yeah. I want to hear God. I wanted my students to hear God. And I think that there's just been kind of the way that I go about the book and I outline the book, it's sort of like a myth. So like a charismatic myth for me, because that's my background. Right?
What do you mean a myth when you say a myth? Because people don't understand what that term means necessarily. So
okay.
Clarify that.
So not myth as in like, you know, the Gilgamesh epic, but a myth as in like something that people think is how you hear God, but really it's not. So sort of myth busters, if you will.
Okay. So in a way, I just want to be clear on this because we've only got 30 seconds. Hold on. Okay, we're going to be right back, folks, talking to the author of Hearing God, Nathan Finocchio. Nathan, so great to have you here. We'll be right back, folks. Continue this conversation.
I'm taking the shade out of the sun. Whatever may think that I was number one. I ought to know. Easy come, easy go.
Will you fight for freedom? I'm Eric Metaxas. Every day, Americans are finding their freedoms under attack. Big governments are forcing business owners to violate their consciences. Leftist universities are punishing and silencing conservative students and professors, and so much more. There's no doubt that freedom in America is under serious attack. But thankfully, my friends at Alliance Defending Freedom are on the front lines. They've been fighting for your freedom for 25 years. Now, if attacks on freedom can happen to these everyday Americans, some of whom I know personally, trust me, they can and will happen to you, your business, me, my business, our kids. It's happening. And folks, this is why right now I'm partnering with Alliance Defending Freedom and why I'm asking for your help. To give a gift right now or to find out more about Alliance Defending Freedom, please go to yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org. Join the fight for freedom right now. Go to yourfreedomfund.org.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at lonestartransfer.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hey there, folks. That's the great Helen Reddy singing one of the hits from Jesus Christ Superstar. She's got such a great voice. Okay, I am talking to the author of Hearing God. His name is Nathan Finocchio, and he's right here. Nathan, you've got such great chapters in this book. Every one of them is kind of a corrective because people have all these bad ideas about hearing God. So let's go through some of them.
Sure.
Which, I mean, should I pick one or
yeah,
you want to?
Yeah, sure, pick one.
Okay. The myth of the easy book.
Yeah, the myth of the easy book.
Yeah.
So, gosh,
I mean, to sum it up, like the easy book is the Bible and people go, just read the Bible. It's all there.
Yeah, totally.
That's, and you that's it. Whoa, wait a minute. The Bible's a little complicated.
Yeah, it is. Some of my reformer friends and I part ways in some ways to get a little bit deeper into the discussion. But
don't say anything mean about the Dutch reformed people Michigan because I hate those people. No, seriously, I always joke around. But go ahead. Go ahead.
G.K. Chesterton quips that you can't put the Bible into, you know, the witness stand and ask it questions. So when people say, like, the Bible says – right, like that's you're interpreting. It's an every act of reading is an interpretive act, right?
Right.
So right there, it's like, well, like the Bible doesn't just say anything. Like you have a framework and you have a theology and your theology, and you know you have a method of interpreting. So you have to learn how to interpret well, and there's a way to do that.
Let's be blunt, right?
Yeah.
Some people say the Bible says sex outside of marriage between a man and woman is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people say, no, I found these other scriptures and it says you're wrong. Some people say the Bible says Jesus drank alcoholic wine at the wedding at Cana, blah, 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 blah. And other people say, no, it was grape juice.
Right.
We have to be realistic. It can't be both.
Right.
It's one or the other.
Totally.
So how do we determine with humility?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, everybody wants to believe something.
Mm-hmm.
But what are some ways that we can get it right?
Yeah. So the first thing is recognizing that a person wrote that. So authorial intent for me is a place where you start, and you just go like, okay, what did Paul? Never mind. So once again, coming back to what's problematic in our culture. What's problematic in our culture right now is that everything it's all about what does this mean to me, right? And my truth and me.
Right.
So you have to kind of get out of the way and recognize that it's not all about you, firstly, and secondly, that, you know, like, there's a person who wrote the book and his name's, you know, it's Paul that wrote this letter, and Paul has something to say. And so what Paul means to say, it's interesting because we don't treat the scriptures the way we treat Shakespeare. You know, like when I don't know if you had to memorize Shakespeare in high school, but I had to. It was difficult. And half the time I didn't know what else. I remember going to Stratford and seeing Macbeth.
You went to Stratford, England?
No, to Stratford, Ontario. There's a huge...
There's like Stratfords everywhere.
There's
a Stratford, Connecticut. And
yeah.
We all steal that, you know.
Yes.
Okay, but so you went there and you heard Macbeth and...
Yeah, and there's like an older couple sitting in front of me and they're laughing at all the jokes, but I had no clue what was happening. It was all going over my head. You know, and they, understood what was happening because they had fallen in love with Shakespeare and they knew what Shakespeare meant. And so we try to, you know, do what my teachers taught me in English school was like, what did he mean by this? Contextually, what is he saying in this?
Realize that I radically agree with you, mm-hmm. but you realize that there are people today mm-hmm. who say, no. Like, well, I don't know where you get that from. Who cares what Shakespeare, this old dead white dude, thought?
Right.
I'm going to read it. And I'm going to take what I want. And people say the same times 10 about Paul.
Right.
He was an old, white, religious dude. And who cares what the founders said when they wrote the Declaration of the mm-hmm. Constitution in the USA? I don't care. I'm going to read it. And that's a very new idea, mm-hmm. the idea that I can decontextualize it. And I think, to use a cliche, you do violence to the text.
Yep.
It is really arrogant
yep.
to do that. But what you're saying, I guess, in a way, is that we sort of have to humble ourselves a little bit.
That's it. And it's not all about you. So that's a very selfish, like, I'm in the center of the universe reading of everything. And
that's what leads to cults.
Totally.
And violence.
Well, exactly.
Right? Like, yeah. According to the scripture, I'm supposed to have 12 wives, all beneath the age of 16, in my commune.
Right.
Like, there have been people that have done this, like, over the years, over and over and over. And they start interpreting the Bible for these people that know nothing about the Bible,
right,
and they tell you anything they want, and it just leads to madness.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So that's exactly it. We're living in this, you know, it's all self-actualization, self-realization. It's all about me and finding my true me. And so when the emphasis is on self, I mean, ultimately we've become cynical of authority in general. And so now the authority is the self. The self is the ultimate authority. That's part of the problem as well.
Actually, that's a big one. And you have to forgive me just because you're talking about stuff that's so close to my heart. But this idea, something happened basically in the 60s. It started before that. But you'd see these bumper stickers that say question authority.
Yeah.
And it didn't mean question authority to see if the authority is legitimate. What it really was implying is that all authority is illegitimate.
Right.
And you think that leads to madness.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you're talking about.
As a preacher and as a teacher of Christian, of the Bible, I am a Bible smuggler. I am smuggling Christian thought into churches every day because every single person that I'm speaking to has self as the authority. And they don't, you know, so how do you talk to people who their self is the authority and tell them about hearing God when they're reading the Bible for themselves? They're reading my book for themselves. You know, and what the author meant or what the author means or truth being something that exists outside of themselves is completely and totally irrelevant.
Doesn't this get to the idea of you have to first ask who is the author and why is he saying what he's saying? So if my father says to me, Eric, don't play in traffic, you'll get killed.
Yeah.
He is saying that because he loves me.
Right.
And because he wants to bless me.
Yeah.
Now, if I know that, I may simply accept what he says rather than say, well, what do you know? I'm going to play in traffic and see what happens.
Right.
Because I know he can be trusted and he loves me. So
yeah.
I think that's a lot of the problem that people have when they read the Bible. They're not sure who wrote it.
Yeah. No, that's good. I think as well, meaningful relationships are becoming a lot less realized. And I find that relationships, I mean, for example, marriage, I mean, your truth all of a sudden takes a real hit, you know, hit on the nose when you get into any significant relationship in your life.
That's why I've had 7 wives.
Yes. Oh, of course.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
No, but you're right, because suddenly you're in a relationship where like, this is what the beauty of marriage is it forces you to see your selfishness.
Yeah.
It's not a happy thought.
That's it.
But it's ultimately beautiful.
Mm-hmm. My prayer for every millennial is that they get in a relationship and they realize that there's truth that exists outside of themselves, and then they have to begin that process of reckoning.
Ouch. Yes. That is so cool. Well, I mean, look, that's why marriage is a blessing too,
mm-hmm.
because it's sort of, and it's why I would say having kids is a blessing. It humbles you.
That's it.
And you don't want to be just humble to be humbled, but you want to be humbled because you'll see truth more clearly.
That's it. Yep.
Man. I wish you had moved to California. I'd like to have this conversation for 5 days. But okay, so the book Hearing God, do you talk about you know, the miraculous, how God speaks to us miraculously. Because a lot of people talk about hearing God through the Bible, which, of course, has to be the first way. Mm-hmm. But there are other ways.
Yeah, 100%. So I would just say that when it comes to miracles, I believe in miracles. Once again, I'm a capital C charismatic. But I don't build my life and I don't build my doctrine around exceptions. I build it around principles. So that's sort of how I am teaching the book, and that's the thrust of my ideas in the book, is that, look, you want to hear God, great. So here are the mechanisms by which he speaks. And if you're in this type of relationship and you bury yourself in a church and you bury yourself in godly relationships, a marriage, etc., and you stay committed in those things, God's going to lead and speak through those things. Now, does an audible voice happen, or does prophecy happen? I talk about prophecy in the book. There's a chapter dedicated to that. So I believe
heads all over Grand Rapids, Michigan are exploding right now.
Yes.
Let's go deeper.
Exactly.
Let's go deeper into prophecy.
Yeah.
No, but it's kind of interesting because, like you were saying earlier, there's prophecy and there's prophecy. I've been hurt by prophecy and I've been blessed by prophecy because there's some people that are irresponsible. They don't know. They have been given this tremendous gift, and they're kind of like children in the way that they deal with it. Okay, of course, we're going to another break here. Folks, I'm talking to Nathan Finocchio. He is the author of Hearing God, brand new book. Eliminate Myths, Encounter Meaning is the subtitle. We'll be right back to continue this important conversation.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump expected to nominate a successor to Jim Mattis as Secretary of Defense. That would be Mark Esper, who has been serving as the acting Secretary of Defense since June. The president says he stands by his suggestion to the four freshman Democratic congresswomen. That suggestion is, if you hate our country, you can leave. He cited congresswomen, an almost certain reference to the group of women known as the Squad. That would include Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. Police in Baltimore say two people are dead and a police officer and another person are injured following a shooting at a methadone clinic. Witnesses told the Baltimore Sun a man had entered that clinic with a gun and demanded methadone. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 9 points. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Well, I lay my head on the railroad track.
Hey there, folks. You understand we're not advocating suicide, just to be clear. Hey, we're talking to the author of a book, Hearing God. The author is Nathan Finocchio. Nathan, that is an Italian surname.
It is.
I love that name. Finocchio. Finocchio.
Finocchio. It means fennel.
It means fennel.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like the fennel seed.
Nate Fennel.
That's
that
it.
Should be your, that's your, like when you write a book and you want, you know, a pen name.
Totally.
Nate Fennel.
Yeah, it's for my science fiction series.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the science fiction trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Trilogy. So you're writing about hearing God. And where did you go? Like, where did you get your theological education? I didn't get a theological education, and I write books about God, so right. I don't assume you have to have gotten an official one.
No, you don't need to. They're letting anybody write books about God these days.
Including me.
Yes. So I went to my dad's a preacher, so I learned at home a great deal. And then I went to an independent charismatic Bible college in Portland, Oregon, believe it or not. There's Christians in Oregon.
Well, there's Multnomah.
There is Multnomah, yes.
And, so and there's Luis Palau.
That's it. That's Multnomah. There's another one. I can't remember the name of it, but long story short, when we would go out and cause trouble in the town, we'd tell people we were from Multnomah. That's how you roll in the Bible college.
I love that.
Clans.
We're from Multnomah. That's hilarious.
Don't you forget it.
That is very funny. And we'll come after you with big Bibles. Okay, so when you're talking about hearing God, it is the question because there's so many people. I mean, one of the things that I read, I guess, was Oswald Chambers, mm-hmm. someplace in his spectacular devotional, My Utmost for His Highest. Mm-hmm. He talks about becoming, now this can sound controversial, about becoming the will of God. In other words, if you are so in tune with God and you've walked with him humbly, that eventually it's almost like, if you're training a horse, at some point, that horse doesn't need much pulling and pushing. It kind of knows the path.
Yeah, totally.
And I have noticed that in my life at certain times that I just say I'm not walking in any known sin, and I am constantly asking the Lord to lead me. And he does. But it doesn't need necessarily to be through, holy cow, this morning in my quiet time, I read this thing, and it means I'm going to do this or that. It's a little bit, it's subtler.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, I love that language that you employed there. James K. A. Smith, who's one of my favorite authors, uses that phrase, become the liturgy. And that's kind of the goal of Christian worship, is that, like, you know, you sit under the rainfall long enough and you become the liturgy. You know, you're eating at the table long enough and you become it. So the word has to become flesh. And that's the goal of all Christian worship. To me, I'm going, look, if you want to hear God and be led by the Spirit of God, because the Romans 8, that's the apex of becoming a son and a daughter, is that you're being led.
And remind us of Romans 8, since not everybody here is a Bible scholar.
That's disgusting. I cannot believe you're listening
exactly.
to this and you don't know the scriptures.
Exactly.
So
don't let it happen again.
Yeah, never. Romans 8 says that, you know, those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. And, you know, that's kind of the culmination, I guess, or the best we can do on this side of glorification. But that sanctification has its, you know, when it's having its work, we become led by God. So, you know, as you're becoming the liturgy, as you're becoming, the Word of God, and you're becoming a Christian, which is
right.
it's a continual process of becoming that. Yeah, God begins to lead you, and you know, I don't know if the Lord told me to move to Newport Beach, but we just sensed a stirring, and we walked that out with our leaders, and walked that out with our parents, and we walked that out, you know. And so I think that's the process.
I don't know if you talk about this in a chapter in the book, but one thing that I've noticed among particularly serious Christians, one of the mistakes that we can make is to assume that God has a path and that we have to be really careful not to screw up and miss that path.
Right.
And so people get obsessed with, I think I missed God and I did this thing and I didn't pray hard enough about it. And now and I think God is not like looking to trip you up or to catch you in foolishness. Mm-hmm. He wants to lead you more than you want him to lead you.
Yeah.
And so sometimes people are like, I don't know, this morning I woke up and I had a sense I should do this, but I did this other thing. And it can almost become like like an OCD compulsion that there's this will of God and I don't want to miss it. And I would say that the Lord says, hey, you probably forgot I love you and I'm walking with you and I'm not that kind of a God.
Totally.
Pretty important. But there are a lot of people that they're zealous and their zeal carries them in that direction.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great. That's the big concern. Especially with millennials who are, you know, coming into the church, and they're just worried that, like, if they make a mistake, that they're going to miss God's will, and you know, I don't want to marry the wrong person. I mean, I deal with that thought, even, you know, with marriage. You know,
how long have you been married?
5 years, 5.5 years.
I've been married 23 years, and I can't tell you how many times my wife and I thought I've married the wrong person, and then you get out your wedding certificate and you read it, and you realize, oh no. That's the right person because it's right there on the certificate.
Yeah.
No, but it's kind of funny because if you have that idea in your head, you'll never be at peace.
Yeah, totally. No, my dad always says, you know, you always marry the wrong person, right? Like you married a human being. Like, you know, why are you still looking for compatibility? You know, like they were absolutely wrong and now they're the right person. So
isn't it? But there's such a peace in that.
Absolutely.
Right? To say that even in the pain of whatever, God is going to sanctify me and he's going to use it and it's going to be beautiful. We need to know that. We're going to be right back. We're talking to the author of Hearing God. Stick around. Alvin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is—it's very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe, and within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people, so check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Hey folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you if you listen to this program. And you can tell your friends, even if they don't listen to this program, if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say, you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV, okay? This is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows, only available at MyPillow.com. Or if you call 800-978-3057, you have to use the promo code Eric or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave and rave about them. But the two-pack, lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code. That's right, folks. Get up and boogie, saith the Lord. Selah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm talking to the author of Hearing God, Nathan Finocchio. That, of course, is the Silver Convention if you're scoring at home. I heard them on the way back from my Yale reunion, which I didn't want to go to. It's a long story. And I heard that song on the radio, and I was like, dag, I got to get that on my bumper music. yeah. Oh, it was just so awesome. Okay, so Hearing God, big subject, but you seem to kind of break it down in a way that I think is really healthy. So I'm just thrilled to know you exist and that you wrote this book. The book is brand new.
It is.
Have you written other books? Is this your first?
This is my first one.
Yeah.
This is the maiden voyage.
The maiden voyage. Well, this is you've tackled a gigantic subject, and to do it as your first book really bespeaks a tremendous arrogance. And I will not have you on this program, Albin. Can we get rid of him? No, it's just so beautiful because this is the question. People who have faith, really strong faith, and some people who have very little faith, they're all asking the same question.
Right.
How do I hear from God? What do you say to somebody if somebody says, look, I kind of want to believe. I guess I believe. What's my first step?
Yeah. First step, read the book of John. I like the book of John because Jesus isn't always holding a lamb and kissing somebody.
You're talking about the Gospel of John, yeah. Not one of the letters. Okay.
That's it, the Gospel of John.
Okay. So read the Gospel of John
first. Yes. So we see Jesus as the Logos in the Gospel of John, and we see his divinity there, and then we just see him just be savage Jesus and talk about what we need to be in relationship with him and to believe him. And so to me, it's just like go to Jesus and go to the scriptures. And as you go to Jesus and you go to the scriptures, and I think that the Gospel of John is probably the most important book of the New Testament at the moment.
My hardest thing sometimes about hearing from God or reading the scripture is because I have been a Christian for, what is it now, 31 years, seriously. I feel like I've read it all, I've heard it all a million times, so it's hard for me to hear it afresh.
Right.
Like I read a psalm or I read a gospel and I go, yeah, I know. And to hear it afresh, for me, is always the challenge. Mm.
Yeah.
Because I agree with it. It's not like I go, whoa, what's that?
Yeah, and I think that, once again, I don't want to take the power from Scripture, and I really believe that Scripture does speak to us. So I believe that you begin with the Scriptures. You begin with Jesus, and you begin with the scriptures, and the Jesus of the Gospel of John, not the Jesus of your imagination or the Jesus that you want him to be, but the Jesus represented by John, his best friend.
I'm thinking of the Jesus wearing a red, white, and blue jumpsuit like Evel Knievel.
Yep.
What about that Jesus?
No, I love that Jesus.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Or, you know, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus. I don't have a problem with him.
Okay.
You know, some people really hate on him. You know, hippie Jesus.
Hippie Jesus.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But, you know, Jesus in the Gospel of John will cut you. He's savage. You know, it's his way or the highway a bit. And but he's loving and he's gracious, but you need to be on his page and you need to play in his game. So for me, I'm going, look, read the scriptures, and then within the scriptures, be a part of his crew. And as you're part of his crew, God begins to speak very plainly. That's what I believe.
Be a part of his crew.
Yeah.
I love the idea that you're importing mafia terminology into the scriptures. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Leave the gun, take the cannolis. Right.
That's right. Are we going to start? We could like go back and forth trading Godfather stuff. We better not get off on that because
Tom, you're out.
That will not end. We need a wartime consigliere. All right. So enough. So what else? What are some of the myths in here? Because we don't have a ton of time, and I really am enjoying this. I want to make sure we get. You talk about the myth of the boring God. What about that?
The myth of the boring God. I just talk about how God speaks through various situations, and you know, he speaks through he's consistent. He may not speak the same way that he's always spoken. And he speaks it's the dynamic relationship. You know, I find that, you know, in any relationship, even with people are dynamic.
Well, you know what? Something just happened to me recently. Now I can't remember the specifics, but I just thought, wow, walking with God is an amazing adventure, and it is meant to be an amazing adventure. But it won't be an amazing adventure unless you trust him.
Totally.
If you are afraid to trust him, you'll never get to see what a cool adventure it can be.
That's it. Have you ever like felt like the Lord spoke to you when you were watching a movie?
Actually, no joke, the Lord spoke to me while I was watching a nasty Scorsese movie about the woman I was going to marry. I was watching Casino, which is a loathsome film if you watch it on the big screen because it's horrible violence. And it so disgusted me and saddened me. And in the middle of it, the Lord spoke to me. Now, I don't know if I've ever shared that, but it was pretty darn clear. And 23 years later, Suzanne and I are married.
There you are. Well, to me, you know, once again, so as you build the framework, God begins to speak to you through all types of scenarios, and that's when it really gets exciting. So after you've done the hard work of building your scriptural framework and your, you know, your worldview, then all of a sudden, you know, all life illustrates truth. So boom.
Just made, this is such a key point. Okay, in other words, the more you know about who God is and how he works, but this is true of all of life, the freer you are. It's kind of like if I become adept at representational painting and I study and study and study, now I can kind of get goofy and do weird stuff. I can't do that in the beginning.
Correct.
That's just cheating and sloppy.
But
once I master the rules and I get it, now I can be really free.
Yes.
And that is true of God. You're absolutely right. Holy cow.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, we're solving so many things today.
Preach. No, but it's a basic principle of life. And I think C.S. Lewis talks about it with reading, like back in those days, that all kids would study Greek or Latin. And he says at first, it is such a torture. You know, you're just studying verbs and, and doing this and doing this. But at some point, you're going to get to read some of the greatest literature ever written in that language.
That's it.
And you can soar, but you can't get there until you do that work. And so, to people who don't have a biblical worldview, you need to get that teaching. You need to understand the Bible, because the more you get in you of that, the more you will be able to hear from God in every way.
Yep.
And I'm just trying to do a filibuster because I don't want you to Gordon Ward and edgewise. We're going to come right back for a final segment with the author of Hearing God, Nathan Finocchio, 1C, Finocchio. And the subtitle is Eliminate Myths, Encounter Meaning. We'll be right back. Baby, you're no good. I'm gonna say it again. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump administration moving to end asylum protections for Central Americans.
According to a new rule published in the Federal Register, with few exceptions, asylum seekers who pass through another country first will be ineligible for asylum at the U.S. southern border. The rule also applies to unaccompanied children. Current law allows refugees to request asylum when they arrive in the U.S., regardless of how they did so, unless they pass through a so-called safe country first. Currently, that only includes Canada.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting. President Trump expected to nominate a successor to Jim Mattis as Secretary of Defense. His nominee will be Mark Esper, who has been serving as the acting secretary since June. That was when Patrick Shanahan quit after serving as the acting secretary for 6 months. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 11 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 8. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without Christ. Now I want to understand.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to what I perceive to be my new friend, Nathan Finocchio. He's written a book called Hearing God, published by Waterbrook. They published my first book. They stink. No, they're great. It's like everybody's owned by the same publisher. It's like there's three publishers and they own everything. So that's Waterbrook is like under Random House, I think, these days.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's it.
But that's so cool. I got to ask you, because in this book you talk about this basic concept of hearing God, but you yourself, because we're listening to this music, you write music, do you not?
I do.
And how does that? What is that part of you? How do you write music?
I don't know. I dabble.
I'm a dabbler as well.
Yes.
I'm a professional dabbler.
Yes. All wizards dabble.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I bumped into Kris Kristofferson.
Right on.
One of the greatest songwriters ever.
Yes.
I was at the Berlin Zoo in the Hippo House.
Okay.
And I turn around and boom, there's a guy who looked a little bit like Kris Kristofferson, and of course it was.
That's wild.
And did you know that he was pretty serious about his Christian faith? Like, I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
A friend of mine sent me a link to something that he must have recorded about 20 years ago, where he tells the story of having this religious encounter around 1971 in a church, like mind-blowing Holy Spirit charismatic encounter.
Wow.
And it led to him writing a song called Why Me, Lord?
Okay.
Which is one of the most beautiful songs.
Cool.
When I heard it, I said, how have I lived this long and I didn't know this song?
I'll have to check that.
Why Me, Lord? I'll send you the link.
Cool.
Okay, but so you do a lot, but you lead worship also.
Yeah, so my dad was a worship leader. My parents were both very musical, and I'm a church kid, you know, kind of come by it honestly. So I still do music. I love music. I've always loved music. I'll always love music. This is just sort of a... speaking, I don't know, it just sort of came naturally, I suppose. And I'm not leading worship as much as I used to anymore.
Yeah.
I'm kind of speaking now more often, but I still love it.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because one of the things that ties me, you know, into the faith more than anything is music. And that's why when I used to go to Times Square Church here in New York City, the worship was so powerful. And I thought, that is a big way that God has spoken to me, too, in the middle of worship.
Yeah.
If I'm in worship, my thoughts are kind of like drafting off of the Holy Spirit.
Totally.
And I can get thoughts that I feel like that's God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. It's a powerful place. I mean, you know, where the grapes are, the wine is, I like to say. And like when we're gathered together and we're worshiping, and, you know, Bible says as you draw near to him, he draws near to us. And so as he's drawing near, then of course, like the Holy Spirit's going to begin to move. We see that in 1 Corinthians 11, 12, and 14 as well. They begin to worship and the Holy Spirit begins to speak. So it's definitely an atmosphere where you can hear.
It's so cool. Well, I'm going to be – maybe I get to visit your church. I'm going to be in – actually, I'm preaching at Greg Laurie's church August 24th. I know that's a Sunday. Or maybe it's the 23rd I'm preaching. I can't remember. But he's doing one of his big harvest events every year.
Right on.
And so he needs a break. So he's going to let me preach at his church.
All right.
And maybe we can connect at that time.
Yeah, I'd love that.
It is one of, has anybody ever told you that you look like a young, good-looking version of Bruce Valanche?
No, but I like that. I receive that.
If I didn't say young, good-looking, you'd be so insulted, but you kind of do. Bruce Valanche. Yeah, it's so great to know you. Nathan, congratulations on the book. It is called Hearing God. Folks, we all need to hear from God, and we need wisdom and order. Check it out, Hearing God. Nathan, thank you.
Thank you.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.